Your speaker is Winfred Claiborne.
Thank you very much. The Apostle Paul was disturbed and disappointed because of the division that existed in the church at Corinth. The members at Corinth were elevating certain teachers above the Lord. Paul referred to some of the Corinthians as babies. "And I, brethren, could not speak unto you as unto spiritual, but as unto carnal, even as unto babies in Christ. I have fed you with milk and not with meat. For hitherto you were not able to bear it, neither yet now are you able. For you are yet carnal. For whereas there is among you envying and strife and divisions, are you not carnal and walk as men?" 1 Corinthians 3:1-3. Was there any solution to the division that existed at Corinth? Paul's answer to that question provided the Corinthian Christians and us with a way out of the confusion that brings shame on the name of Christ and stands as a barrier to unbelievers becoming believers. "Now I beseech you, brethren, by the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, that you all speak the same thing, that there be no divisions among you, but that you be perfectly joined together in the same mind and in the same judgment." 1 Corinthians 1:10. All of these admonitions would go a long way in removing the religious division in our world. But I shall dwell in today's brief study on the expression, "speak the same thing." Paul's commandment to the Corinthians to speak the same thing is given by the most sacred authority possible, by the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. In other words, division was not only troubling to the great apostle who established the church at Corinth. It was against the will of Jesus Christ, the one who died for the church. Acts 20:28. But was not Paul demanding the impossible, that the members all speak the same thing? Did not Paul realize that speaking the same thing was not only not possible, but not even desirable? At least, that is the attitude of many, both liberal and conservative, in the religious world. I want to make one simple but important clarification. Paul is not speaking of matters of opinion. He makes that truth very plain in his discussion of eating meat sacrificed to idols. Two brothers could disagree on the advisability of eating meat sacrificed to an idol, so long as neither one tried to force his opinion on the other. Is that not what Paul meant when he wrote, "But meat commends us not to God? For neither if we eat are we the better, neither if we eat not are we the worse." 1 Corinthians 8:8. We can disagree on non-essentials and still be brothers in Christ. Romans 14 also emphasizes the same truth. But do baptism, the Lord's Supper, the necessity of being a member of the Lord's church, and similar doctrines belong in the category of non-essentials? In other words, can we preach two different positions on these great truths of the gospel and still be speaking the same thing? How do we speak the same thing when there is so much confusion in the world around us? There is one way, and only one way, and that is by speaking as the oracles or the words of God. 1 Peter 4:11. We cannot add to, nor take from, nor substitute for what God has revealed in His Word. Is that an easy task? Absolutely not. But we have no choice if we want to have God's approval. The great apostle Paul wrote to a young preacher with these instructions: "Preach the word. Be instant in season, out of season. Reprove, rebuke, and exhort with all longsuffering and doctrine. For the time will come when men will not endure sound doctrine, but after their own lust will they heap to themselves teachers having itching ears, and they shall turn away their ears from the truth and shall be turned unto fables." The truth is, in our day, many people are preaching their own ideas and not the Word of God. Thank you for listening today, and may God continue to bless you.